Will Allen has been farming all his life. But 10 years ago, he decided he wanted to do something different. So he started Growing Power. You'll find Growing Power's farm on a busy street on the north side of Milwaukee. It's in the middle of a row of houses. And for a farm, it's pretty small. Most days, you'll also find Will Allen there. Today, Allen's giving a tour of the place. He leads the group through Growing Power's 4 greenhouses. There are rows of herbs, eggplants, compost heaps, and boxes filled with worms.
And where do you get the worms?
The worms, we started out with 35 pounds of worms some 5 years ago.
And now they've...
Now we have millions of worms.
I see.
There's a lot to see here. Allen pulls together a lot of pieces to make his organization work. Growing Power has been finding people to start urban farms for more than 10 years. Something Allen says is harder than most people think. Because he says farming is actually harder than most people think.
And when I sit down with kids groups, I tell them, I said, look at my hands. I said, if you guys are going to do this work, your hands are going to look like mine, if you're truly going to do it. I'm not talking about going into a class and growing a bean in a cup. I said, you're going to get hot, you're going to get sweaty, you're going to get dirty, you're going to get frustrated sometimes. But I said, when you grow something, it's going to take all of that pain away.
Allen's found a lot of people who want to do that type of work. Farming projects launched by Growing Power are scattered across the Midwest. About 80 miles southwest of Chicago is the kind of place that Allen builds. It's called Growing Home. Growing Home is a farming project started by Chicago's Coalition for the Homeless. The coalition buses homeless people here to grow corn, beans, and greens. Here, Milton Marks sweats as he pulls black-eyed pea plants out of the dirt. Marks used to be an auto mechanic, and he came to this project through a city job program. Mark says it took him a while to get used to working here on a farm.
You know, at first he put me in picture, in mind of that picture, Children of the Corn. So, I was kind of careful when I went up in the cornfield, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was kind of careful, but it was interesting, you know, I mean, and I liked the concept.
Marks isn't working alone, and just a few bean rows over, Ron Carter is stomping a pitchfork into the ground. Ron became involved through a homeless shelter in Chicago. He says he's found a new niche for himself, working here on the farm.
I love it. I love this type of work. You know, but at first, I, not in my wildest dream, thought that I would be interested in this type of work. It's been an overwhelming feeling. It's been really, really overwhelming.
Carter spent his whole life in Chicago. He says the people he knows in the city, they just don't farm. But in Chicago's Southside Woodlawn neighborhood, there's another project actually bringing farming into the city. Right in the middle of a residential neighborhood is what looks like a home garden, maybe 50 by 60 feet. It's filled with vegetables. Carol Hughes started this space. As we walk around the plot of plants, she describes what she thinks is already making her project a success.
There's a certain serenity about being in this space. You know, can't you feel it? You know, even though you're here and there are cars pushing by on each side of us and, you know, other elements of the community around, it's just, you know, there's a serenity here, there's a quiet here, there's the greenery, and I love seeing that light. I like seeing things grow.
Hugh says right now, most of the people working on her project are kids, but she says the farm is getting lots of interest from all parts of her community. Will Allen says that's the kind of excitement that makes a project a success. He also says it's something that keeps him going.
I see it happen every year after year after year. But to see somebody else's face, I can't believe I grew these peppers or tomatoes or corn. You know, that's a beautiful thing. That's another one of the things that keeps me doing this.
Allen says Carol Hughes' project will be 4 times bigger next year than it is this year. He says they'll work to purify the soil so that they can use all their land. Altogether, Growing Power will continue working with about 35 projects starting up throughout the Midwest, and they say they expect 5 more to be up and running by next season. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Ben Calhoun.